Chapter 16, The Note. The story is continued by Walter Hartwright.
I asked Pesca to write a note that I could use to frighten Fosco, and he wrote the following.
Dear Walter, as the secretary of the society, it is my duty to kill Fosco. However, you saved my life once, and I will do anything to help you. I will let Fosco live if he does what you tell him. I will wait until 6 o'clock in the morning, but if I haven't heard from you by then, I will kill Fosco. Pesca.
I put the note in my pocket and went to Fosco's house. A servant opened the door.
My name is Walter Hartwright, I said. Please tell Count Fosco that I would like to speak to him.
The servant came back a few minutes later and took me into the living room. Fosco was busy packing papers and books away in boxes.
Are you going on a journey? I asked.
Fosco didn't answer. He locked the door behind me and put the key in a drawer in his desk. He kept his hand in the open drawer.
I don't know why you came here, Mr. Hartwright, he said. I don't think you understand the danger you're in.
You're in danger, Fosco, I said. That's why you're leaving London, isn't it? You have a red mark on your left arm.
Fosco was afraid. He took a handkerchief out of his pocket and wiped his forehead. With his other hand, he reached for something in the drawer. I heard the sound of metal.
You won't leave this house alive, he said.
Before you kill me, read the note that I received from a friend an hour ago, I said.
Fosco read Pesca's note, and his face turned white. He took his hand out of the drawer.
What do you want? He asked.
I want two things, I said. Firstly, I want you to confess that the woman you put in the asylum was Lady Laura Glyde, and that the woman lying in the grave next to Mrs. Fairley is Anne Catherick, not Lady Glyde, who is now my wife. Secondly, I want proof of the date that my wife left Blackwater Park.
I'll write the confession, and I'll give you the proof you ask for, on one condition, Fosco said. After I have done what you ask, write a letter to your friend, telling him that all is well. My servant will take it to him.
I agreed.
My wife and I are leaving England in the morning, Fosco said. You'll have no time to come after me.
He picked up a pen and some paper.